The U.S. Tennis Association says a new stadium will be added to the Billie Jean King Tennis Center in Flushing Meadows, to which many young people may respond, "Billie Jean who?" I know, that seems incredible to women and men of a certain age. Billie Jean won 12 Grand Slam singles titles. Elton John wrote this song for her when she started a league. But to some, most important of all, she beat that guy.
It is over. Let's watch Bobby Riggs.
In 1973, 29-year-old Billie Jean King defeated 55-year-old Bobby Riggs, an epic battle of the sexes that was about much more than tennis. As the New York Times put it, in a single match, Billie Jean King was able to do more for the cause of women than most feminists in a lifetime. Author and scholar Susan Ware says it's time to rescue Billie Jean King from an historical limbo in which young people only know her as someone who pops up for commentary at Wimbledon. Susan's new, very scholarly book is Game, Set, Match, Billie Jean King and the Revolution in Women's Sports, and she joins us now. Susan, explain first this battle of the sexes, who the two players were.
You had Billie Jean King, who was very well known as a top tennis star. And then you had Bobby Riggs, this supposedly over-the-hill guy. And what's always so surprising to me is when I think back on it, there were a lot of people who really were totally certain that Bobby Riggs, age 55, would cream a female tennis player at the top of her game.
Well, it's not just that, you know, he would beat her, but he'd also been mocking her. And he mm-hmm. was obviously, I mean, he was a male chauvinist pig.
And he was glorifying in it because he wanted the publicity. And actually, she wanted the publicity, too, because one of the things this match did was it really focused national attention on women's professional tennis and women's sports in general.
What was it like when she won?
It's one of those times when a lot of women said, "We won." It really showed someone who, live on national TV, she didn't fold. She could do it. And she played solid tennis, and she ran them around, and she won. But people thought at the time that it meant so much more, and it did.
Well, let's remind ourselves why. In women's sports at this time, maybe you could get a woman's sneaker.
There was hardly any gear for women at all. There were hardly women's teams. Title IX, the law that we now associate with opening opportunities for women, had just been passed the year before, and nobody knew about it.
That's a fascinating part of your, again, scholarly research here. Title IX, as we know, which would deny federal funds to schools that discriminated based on gender, was not really about sports education at mm-hmm. first. Nobody paid that much attention to it.
I think when they passed the law, they had no idea that it would have its strongest impact on women's sports. But when you look at the opportunities that were available to girls and women in sports, you know, the budgets would be 99% for the boys and maybe 1% for the girls. And so that's the context in which this match is so important.
And so it's a perfect storm. You have this figure, Billie Jean King, with her then-husband Larry King, not the TV guy. She's fiercely competitive, but also very much interested in women's issues. She might not have called herself a feminist, but she starts magazines, foundations, along with other women, tennis tours, including the Virginia Slims. You remind us of the phrase, "You've come a long way, baby." Mm-hmm. You know, never mind that this was a sports endeavor for women that was backed by a cigarette company.
Slightly incongruous, but she says it was a pragmatic decision and we wouldn't have had the tour without that money, and she will not back down from that stand.
And at this point, she's becoming not just a sports star and a women's leader, but she's a cultural icon. And as she is so hugely popular and visible, her private life spills out into the public. She had an unusual marriage, her husband accepting her bisexuality in 1981. A woman, Marilyn Barnett, sues Billie Jean King. It's revealed that they had a relationship. Remind us how big a deal this was, because now we have another storyline entering the Billie Jean mm-hmm. King storyline, which is, you know, gay rights.
This is really one of the first outings of a public figure.
Yeah.
And in something that Americans at the time had far less tolerance for. And I think she was worried that it might destroy the women's tennis, professional tennis tour. She was nearing retirement age, and I think it was very, very difficult for her. The suit was settled within a year. And Billie Jean King basically went back into the closet for the next two decades. And what was very interesting for me was to take the story forward and watch how, as American society began to change and become more accepting of gay public figures, that Billie Jean King found a little more self-confidence to admit her bisexuality. Yeah. And she really began to do that only in the late 1990s.
Isn't that something? How does she feel about sports? Did she feel that women and men should compete together?
She wished that she had competed more against men. She felt she would have been a better tennis player. I don't think the only thing she wants is for men and women always to be competing together. There are some sports where they can and should. Mainly what she wants is for more access for women to sports. And that's what she founded the Women's Sports Foundation for, and that's why she still is willing to show up at their events and to keep hammering home that even though it looks like a revolution has occurred in women's sports, that it really hasn't, that the girls are not getting their fair share.
But, you know, there are critics of Title IX. They say, especially when it comes to low-profile men's sports, wrestling, mm-hmm. diving, that these are the sports that have had to be eliminated so that women's sports can be financed.
I think a lot of times it is a question of setting priorities and who gets money. Sports has become a huge business, with football and basketball leading the way. And what has been left behind in many ways are what are called men's minor sports and a lot of the women's sports. Mm-hmm. So you have them really fighting for the crumbs while football and basketball get big bucks.
Well, another reason you call it an incomplete revolution is that you talk to young female athletes today. What do they say to you?
Well, if you talk to any of these girls and say things like, all right, well, when your team won state in the tennis tournament, what did your high school principal do? You know, did he make an announcement on the PA? Well, what did he do when the boys' team came in third in something else? They get all the attention. Where do the cheerleaders go? Who turns up at the games? In some ways, sports is a perfect place to really raise issues that are hard to raise in other contexts. If you have a girls' team and they're not getting their fair share, and the fathers get together and say, hey, it's my daughter. And one of my favorite quotes is, there's no more radical feminist than the father of an elite girl athlete. And to me, it seems like a way of making these kind of amorphous ideas of modern feminism very concrete, because you can say, is it fair, is it equitable that the girls' team doesn't get the same resources as the boys' team? And that is a feminist consciousness-raising moment. And I think we still have more of those that need to be made.
You have a great quote in the book also from John McEnroe in 2006 when the stadium was dedicated, rededicated in Billie Jean King's name. Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Well, he reminded the crowd that when he was a young kid, I think he was 14 during the Battle of the Sexes, that he really had been rooting for Bobby Riggs. But now he's the father of four daughters, and he's really glad that she won. And John McEnroe has not been known necessarily as a friend of women's tennis, but you can see how the experience of having daughters, it really can help you see that more needs to be done.
That's Susan Ware. She's author of Game, Set, Match, Billie Jean King and the Revolution in Women's Sports. Susan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.